Blog Talk Radio.
The man that is talking to you. Next time, don't have me to open my mouth until you have this thing. Open this mouth. See, I have spent many words that a lot of people could not hear. Good. I'm going to charge you all labels with this. Because what do they know I said before? You open it up. Now we can hear. The reason that you must know the truth today, it is because the liar must be removed. And to keep you from getting confused over the truth and the lie. A plain whiner, says the Holy One, would be sent to you. Whose words that will be easy for you to understand. He will speak your own language. And he will be chosen from among you. There will be no stranger coming out of the east to you. It will be one of your own selves. Like God has always done in the past. He raised up a warner or a prophet from among the people whom he will warn, so they will not have no excuse to say that they don't understand that stranger. There was no such plain truth taught to us in the past. We've been shining our eyes looking for somebody to scale the eastern horizon. And we'll look up and see them coming. But the Holy One condemns such. Because if that man comes from the east, he may speak a strange language, and you won't be able to understand it. Then the Holy One says, you will say, oh, an Arab, an Arabic Holy Quran. Can't understand either one. But he goes into your family and search for one of your own. Take him off aside and teach him what he wants you to know. And then, when you hear the word of truth coming from the mouth of those among you, or one from among you, you can't have an excuse and say you couldn't understand the language. He speaks the same language that you speak. I want you to listen good. Today you have something coming to some of you who have never heard it before. I am that little fellow that he's taking off a side and talking. Well, I say, that little fellow, the Bible makes him little.
Yes, sir.
He didn't make him a big sheep.
Yes, sir.
He's a little lamb. Well, I'm very little. I don't know how much it's lamb about, but I know I'm little. It is up to you to listen. And as you listen, read and remember. If God says in the Bible, before that dreadful day shall come, I will send you Elijah. I am Elijah. The truth must be made very clear. If I had just jumped out of the college door or an university of this people to you, I would speak their language. The theology, as we call it, science, I would have been teaching you theirs. Since they have never taught you theirs in many things, as I was talking in Washington, D.C., back in the middle 30s, to a couple of our theologic teachers of Christianity. And so we really had it for a while until my fire out burned here. So he, at the end of our argument, he got up and shook hands, both of them. See, I never heard that before, you said, because they just don't teach us Negroes nothing over there like that. I say they don't have this over there to teach you. It is not that the white people of Christianity, the theologians, that they have this really did. They never heard it before. It is the first time they ever heard the real truth of themselves. As one priest told me one day, he said, Elijah, he said, we knew this was coming, all right enough. He said, but I never understood it from the Bible like you have. I say, your Bible teaches you that. I say, it teaches you that the secret of it was never known and would not be known until the end. And then God will send you that preacher to preach to you the truth of it. The Holy One warned you that Abraham and Ishmael, they prayed for such men, that God would raise him up from among you at that time to teach you the knowledge of the book and to make known to you the wisdom which is hidden from you. This is the little fellow that God put it all in his ear. Why you must have it today, it is due to the removal of your old ruler, your old God that you've been worshiping, that you didn't know where he lived at and where he exists. Some of us say, he lived in my soul. Yes, that's the truth. That the truth do live within us. But knowing where the truth came from is the main thing. Who is the truth giver? If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can time around your fingers. I am Elijah of your Bible. I'm your Muhammad of your Holy Quran. Not the Muhammad that was here near 1400 years ago. I am the one that the Holy Quran is referring to. The Muhammad that was here 1400 years ago was a white man. Then they put up a sign of the real Muhammad. There in Mecca, Arabia, they call it the little black stone. I looked at it. I made 7 circles around it. I kissed the little black stone, but I didn't like to kiss it because I knew what it meant. It means that the people will bow to the real black man that is coming up out of uneducated people who have not the knowledge of the Bible and Holy Quran. And that's why they made that stone an unhewed stone. He will be uneducated. So I was there kissing the sign of Messiah, and I was afraid to tell him that this me you are talking about here. What you have been told, it was told for you to understand. It was not given to you to understand before that time. This is the time that you must know the secret of all truth that has been put in symbolic manner. Now today, the veil must be lifted, and you understand. If you believe that I am he, then you're a very lucky man, all right. It is not that I want you to believe and worship me, but believe and worship him whom I preach to you. long time since I had a chance to get on the rostrum to teach. I don't come out very often due to the fact that I'm forbidden to do so until the proper hour. We are going into the theology of time and history of the people. We were not to do this until time. This is the time and end of what we call the white race. They are white, and the only people that was made white. You ought to know who they are. You are not no more to be blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of people, races. And why we have races, everything that we said to you today, it must be proven. God give me the proof. I'm the little fellow in your Bible that is written of that they will shut their mouths at him. If any man will be able to condemn what I'm teaching, you bring him to me. We don't no more pay attention to a magician. They are considered liars. And they can be proven liars if you understand the truth. Why you are so far behind this dude to the white man who knew the truth of you? He's taken and failed it, put it in books and symbolic language so that you won't see and understand until the time, and this is the time, that you must know the truth. Regardless of how it breaks, you must know it. And regardless of what become of the speaker for teaching you, he must teach it if he knows it. So today we're going at the root of the creation of the white race. Show you how he came to be a white race on our planet. As you used to think, and I used to think the same, that God made them all at once. No. And that the white man was the first. No, I was wrong. It is not possible for black babies to be born out from white parents. No. That black one gotta come first and let the white one come after. You can't bring them both here together. Let us make man. Remember that word. Let us make man. But if we have to make man, then what was we? Who was the us that must make man? What man are you talking about? All of this you will learn. You will learn the first step before you leave here. I won't be able to teach you all of it this afternoon because I got to go step by step to the first step to get you to see. But once you see, you'll be like the donkey that Baal was riding. Remember, the donkey had never met an angel before. And he had never had no talk with an angel. But he was confounded to see an angel standing before him, teaching him the knowledge of what he was carrying on his back. He spoke with man's voice. Very good. This is what we want you to do. We want you to speak the knowledge that he has, the made man, not the original man, but the made man. You don't have to teach the knowledge to the original man because he was the Christ. He knew it. But the made man, you must have the knowledge of him. And that's my subject today. It is to start you off into the knowledge of the made man. You are the original man. There is no such thing as a birth record to you. You have always been. The Adam in the Bible, you never understood it. Who Adam was? You have been calling Adam your father. Adam is not your father. We are very happy to teach you if you will but listen. And I will assure you, if you listen to me teach you how all of this began and I will end, you will never be able to thank me for it. In the past, we found where God, in the history, when he got tired of people being so wicked and so far off from the love and worship of him, he raised right up among that people a prophet. And that prophet began to warn the people of a terrible destruction coming upon you. If you don't believe what I have received from God, the same thing you share today, you hear and you see many changes coming to pass throughout the world of man. You never saw it, nor have you ever heard any such thing going on. Today you can listen to your radios, look at your TVs, and you see and you hear things that you never have seen and heard before. This is due to the removal of a world and setting up a new world on the old foundation of the other, which has been removed. We no more can accept the guidance of this world because it is turned down. the people have become so dissatisfied with the white man's war that they too, being white, would like to remove it. This is why they both are going to clash with each other. They're moving towards each other closer and closer every hour. This teaching must come to you to save you from their doom. In the very beginning, there was no doom written for the black man, unless that black man willfully and knowingly would follow the white man to his doom. The doom of the white man was written in the day that he was made. There was never no doom written for you. The end of your world will never come to an end. We can change at times. We change, but we never end. No end written for us. You can't find where the black man will end up one day and have no world. If he ends up one day without a world, then there will be nothing. It will be the same as it was in the first life that was created in darkness for itself. There is no God nowhere to take hold. A hold to the black man, wisdom and outstripping of his own wisdom. Once upon a time, a black man tried to destroy the black man. So Allah taught me. But he failed. He couldn't destroy himself because he was the creator. So he left some of us back here at home. That was a long, long time ago. So God taught me. It was in the making of the moon. His effort to destroy the black man caused a new world of thought to come in. He split this one in two, taking another one, another part of it, put it out before our eyes to serve as signs. For this part, he wanted to destroy us, but he couldn't. He wanted his teachings to go. Like the one that went into Africa, and we came from him. 50,000 years ago, God taught me, a black man disagreed with the 11 scientists. And therefore, the 11 stuck together and let him go and prove his new God wisdom somewhere else. So it was Africa he went to prove it, in the jungles of Africa. He said he could make a people like himself and would bring them to an altar, because they would be strong, powerful. Nothing could defeat them. So the 11 said, go and make your man, but don't make him here. So he went into the jungles of Africa. 50,000 years ago, so God taught me and he showed me this eye that I could recognize today. He pointed out to me one night two little stars in the southeastern skies, a blue one and a red one. He said, it's been 50,000 years since we have seen these two stars. He said, and when they go way out of the skies from our sight this time, it'll be 50,000 years before they reappear. Every time they reappear, there will be a universe of change. See? The white men recognize these things, they're scholars and scientists, but they don't. They talk to you on nothing of the kind. See, here, showing a blue star beside a red star, that means removal of a world that don't correspond with the original world. You say, well, how many more times? This is the end of the wisdom that this one brought is to bring an end to these signs working forth to show something to come after. This man's wisdom. There is no wisdom to come after this that will be able to erase this wisdom, because this wisdom is brought to you from the root of wisdom, from the originator of the universe. The notice, excuse me, brother, I'll be right with you. The notice that the whole universe is egg-shaped. The planet in the universe is also egg-shaped. They are not a perfect round sphere. Well, then this is moving a little white for some wise man. I'm not able to perfect, then someone must perfect that thing. Huh? This is the way we look at wisdom. When scholars are arguing with each other, they take one word most times. They don't take a whole book. One word is sufficient for them to argue on. If that is not perfect, then all right, he challenges you to prove your work. These are scientists. I don't say I'm one, but I can entertain them. I'm raised up in your midst, which crowns you with glory and happiness. That if you can think of anything in the basic teaching of the resurrection of the dead that I don't understand, I give you $10,000 out of my brother's breast pocket. We must have a man today to teach us that no, and not a guess that he has. We're no more going to reel our own guesses and theories. Theory is not truth until you prove it true. Many of us can have theories, but not all of us can bring our fears to. I hope you have patience with me a little. You did not see this boy there last Sunday. Turn this way. This is the thing I'm going after now. At the root of the signs and of the make, we must go at the root to prove today that the all-wise, the best law is with us. In the person of Pastor Farhad Muhammad. Farhad is the name used by the God of the Lad opening up the kingdom of heaven to you and me. The name Farhad is a name outside of the name. Outside of the 100 attributes of God. It's an extra name to itself. The Bible gives it to you like this. He had a name written up and down his side that no man knew but he himself. Well, all of this is understood now. God has taught me. There is nothing of the Bible, nothing else of the Quran that is yet to be misunderstood. Yes, it's understood today. This is the little part that God has made all that secret known. So, and I don't say I'm guessing at anything. It's all what God has shown. And if you take it and tell it to the sanctus of this world, if you can find one that can dispute with me on one word I'm telling you, I will give you $10,000 out of my brother's. You should be happy if you know that these are truth that's been buried from your ears all your life and all your parents' life. This is the first time that you ever heard this. And they are true. I don't say that I tell you because I don't think you ever read nothing about it. Excuse me. No, you read about it, but you were not unable. Pardon me, you were unable to understand what you read. I say to you, you should come out and listen to truth and stop listening to guesses. The Bible has been taught to you through people that guessed at it, not know the truth, but guess that. Well, it's time to give that fellow the truth and stop him from guessing at it. The Bible teaches you in the beginning God made heaven and the earth. Right? That is true. In the beginning, but when was the beginning? You say in the beginning, when was that beginning? And how did he make heaven and earth? We must know the truth of these things. And if the truth does not compare with what you see and what you hear, then you don't have the truth. So I don't run from you when I teach. You can question me all you want. No, because I have your answer. God has given it to me. Not me, myself. He gave it to me. He gave it to you. And if you use it, lucky are you. We see here, on this void before our eyes, toothbrush. And we see under one flag the cross and a man hanging on a tree. All of this you know to be true. I thought I'd wait until you go over this cross, punch over this joint a little bit as I'm coming into it, to teach you the understanding of it. There on this board, you'll see the flag of America, and you'll see the flag of Islam. In the flag of America here, you see the sign that they use for their religion. You see red, white, and blue as colors. Over here you see white and red. These are very good teachings that you should know. In the between the two flags, you'll have these words written. Which one will survive the war of Armageddon? When will that be? It's on now. Armageddon is on now. This, you will not be hearing the truth of these things. The truth is only to come when the falsehood has failed. As long as falsehood can rule, it remains like night. As long as the night can rule, you won't see no day. So we use all of these signs and truth teachings that we contend with each other daily.
Yes, sir.
Now between here we have written, which one will survive the war of Armageddon? Why is Armageddon war? It's a war that clashes with falsehood. Two clashes falsehood, and falsehood clashes truth. Falsehood will try to continue to rule, and truth must overcome it and cast it out. That flag to our right here contains only two colors, red and white. The meaning of these two colors is that red represents truth. This is the first thing that we have in the universe. It was a red ball of fire to light up the universe. That's the sun. The sun is a red. The sun is a red ball of fire. Or something like about 100. Pardon me. 800 thousand miles in diameter. That's a very big sun. 800 miles in diameter, right through it.
Now, that science, which is nothing but science. The science. Don't get it mixed up with some old slavery teaching. There's no truth. We are huge now. We have tested and gone far. So it is a ball that winds up a circle which nine planets make. That sun struck all of these nine planets. And the farthest away of all the planets is the one you call Saturn. That planet is 4,600 million miles from the sun. And let that sun strike it, it just goes a few hours in our regular thing. It makes it go loop all around. What sign is that? That wherever the light of truth touches human beings, it changes. Until it already has been 2,000 years since he was cast out from Earth in Arabia. That left us 4,000 years to wait with him. Now, since we wait with him the 4,000 years, he stripped us for 400 years of we have been blinded to the knowledge of ourselves for 400 years. So, we have this time before for you to read and learn something from it. You see, strike the bridge, strike the white. And then you see a blue square here, four stars. What does that mean, Malachi? It means truth in the American people. This is their flag. It's the root means of themselves. It means that this white represents themselves, their color. That red represents the sun, and the red representing the sun along beside our equal stripe of white, that the red represents the truth. And the white represents the white people. And that the blue represents untruth. Like the sky. He said, there's a blue sky. You can go up there a billion miles and you'll never find no blue. God has given me the secret of all these things. And I'm here to teach you the secret. That blue represents untruth. Just as the sky looks blue, but it's no blue sky. So you may chase it all day and all night long in your planes, and you won't find no blue sky up there. Let's go, kid. You may say, well, Mr. Muhammad, I see you have on a blue suit. That means you want to? No. This blue eye land I live among untrue people. And to get among them, to get their attention, you look like them. And you can creep up to them. He thinks that himself. The American flag and its true meaning. When the old original scientist designed this for white America, he told him, he says, I put the blue in here for you because you will not be true. Blue represents untrue color. See, there is nothing by nature is actually true in blue. It always can be disappeared. Because that's not the true color of nature or the universe. Science. The true color in the universe is the sun. And the sun is something that is far. It's red. And it produces color. Wherever there is an artificial light plant, it can change that artificial thing plant into another color. Because it is the master that does this. The sun brings up the color out of the earth into plant life and into other life, creeping, crawling, walking life. The sun can change to whatever it wants it to be, or whatever is the nature of the sun, pardon my life. It will change to something else. Pardon me, I'm going on a little slow with you, not going to. You that have never studied the universe and the planets in the cycle of the universe, as it's a cycle itself, the whole universe is a cycle. You that have never studied this, though you have studied astronomy yourself, some of you, but I said you have not gotten this deep in it because the teachers that taught you some knowledge of astronomy didn't have it themselves. And if they had it and knew that it millions of it, the end of it is you. He's not going to teach it nowhere. No. This is why they don't type me and put in their paper to make me prove what I teach. It makes him so little if until that you have to take something like a magnifier glass to try to find me. So therefore, he don't want to carry me out here before you. I will love to have him to stand here and challenge him. I will bill him $20,000 every hour he would come here and try to contend. Muhammad, I think you're talking too fast. No, I am not.
No, sir, you're not.
I have mine from God.
Yes, sir.
And what he has came from God.
Yes, sir.
That God gave him the wish of that he had in his storehouse.
Yes, sir.
And he made the worst man that ever lived in the sun. As we have not got to that yet. But you will agree with me when I have taught you how he would make and give you the knowledge of how you can test the truth. Since you don't know how to test real truth because you've never heard real truth, I can teach you how to test it. I can teach you how to attack me and show you how I can walk you off. We see these signs and that scientist that gives them America's flag was a black man. She didn't know how to make one with science like the black man, because the black man was the maker of all this color and stripes. So he made America one with truth and with justice and with fire that will go, I say, destroy the falsehood that will come in the sun. He put it there before the white man's face in this color. Don't call it old glory. It's old hell to you. It's not old glory. They're fighting the truth and putting others in the truth with truth. You can't call it our own glory for you, because you are made of truth, but a deceiver of truth deceives you of the knowledge of truth. Therefore, you think that you did. Same fellow that he is. You are not. Because one like yourself made him. He didn't come with us. We made him just 6,000 years ago. And he will tell you himself that man has been on this earth for hundreds of thousands and millions of years, then the man he referred to there means you. The man that didn't came with the sun and the moon and stars he is not the first to err to man. The human made into man, he's called a human man. And not to be called man. Man here is you and I. The white man is called mankind. And he knows himself to be that. And he refers to himself as mankind. Well, that is in the Bible. He said he made him like a man. But yet he was not the man. So that's pretty good. He admits these things. When he said mankind, he's referring to white people. He's not referring to you. You are not to be called or represent yourself as mankind. You're not a kind of like man. You are the real man. And the Lord said, let us make man. Think over this. And you have believed. And you thought that meant all of them. There was no such thing that God said, let us make a black man. Because no man knows when the first black man was made. And there was no circumference of diameter, I should have said first. There was no diameter measured through the darkness that we created ourselves out of, unable to measure it. We can measure it now, but not then. Ask me sometime after this evening, I'll tell you what I meant by telling you that we couldn't measure it then. Nothing I will say up here on this platform that God have not given to me the root of it.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't believe I'm telling you the truth of it, just because you don't know it, then you get someone that you think know it. Ask him to challenge you this truth. Where are you? And you won't find him. The sanctities of the Bible and prophets couldn't find him. They prophesied of me in these words there. And Isaiah, I think you'll find him. They will shut their mouth at him. They who? It means the sanct class of the white people. They will not try and dispute with me. And they don't do it. And you should have remembered when I went to Washington in 1959. They have great respect for me. The government sent out its soldiers and welcomed me into Washington from the airport. Right up and down Pennsylvania Avenue. They respected my knowledge. But I can hardly get respected in your backyard. Because you don't know. But they know. Twice they did that. They'll do that tomorrow if I go there. Never have you had a preacher there go to the government capital and they escort you from the airport up and down Pennsylvania Avenue. Because he don't have that kind of knowledge. They give him what he knows. But they shouldn't give me what I know. I'm like it's written in the Bible and they put it in the name of Jesus. But this is the one that is saying this to you. He says that when they challenged him for his knowledge of his education, he told them in answer, mine is from above and yours from beneath. They didn't question further. Because what come up out of that civilization had no equal with that which come from God who was before. It is the means of that, mine from above, yours from beneath. See, beneath means that what you know come from a wicked man. Of whom we made. But mine comes from the man before that man's knowledge, whom we have no birth record of. It takes time. We return now to our left, there on the board. Yes, and that on the left there, under the American flag, we find there is a cross. Outside of his flag, he has a cross. What does that mean? That he's at the crossroads of the truth. He will lead you either way. Because he has no straight path to the truth to lead you on. And he called it Christianity. Christian. Christ means to crush you. The plural part of the word, it means all that follow such teaching. Yes. Christianity. Anything pertaining to the preaching of the gospel, of the Christian religion, which refers to a prophet that they killed when he came among them trying to teach them Islam. They killed that man. They killed and prosecuted all the prophets of Islam who was teaching them the truth. They being made just an object of the truth, they could not have truth to come up. And among them, it would destroy the future of that civilization. And people would believe in, and he could not get them to believe in is other than the truth. Christianity is other than the truth. That's why white people who are made of other than the truth want you to believe. They don't tell you that it came from God when they made Adam. Adam was not taught. He was taught evil so that he could trick the truth believer and make the trick believer, upon me, the true believer, believe in that other than the truth. This would get him off the path of righteousness and he will become an evil doer.
You notice all your life, you can get a good law by the right people as long as you act the fool. And as long as you want to jump up on the stage and dance and sing evil and filthy songs. And you pull all back your clothes up there and show the filth of yourself. You're all right with them. That's all they want, to so-called Negro thought. To show the world that he, the white man, made a fool out of one of your members, and now you don't want him. So as long as your own people and my people are of the good, and of the good world, refuses you, then he can laugh and say, oh, I'll teach you God. I've taken him away from you, though he's one of you. But I want the God of it. And he follows and obeys me. So my friends and brothers and sisters of the nation that have no birth record and have no ignoble young. There's no such thing as a beginning to black man's loss is that it is such thing that you can prove truthfully. I am no him. You can't prove truthfully his birth. So we can get him after his birth. But we can't tell you the atom of life which started him into perfection of a stature and form of a man. We can't tell you that thing. We can get back there. God has taught me so near to it until I will not go in that kind of teaching with you. Because I don't believe you have enough knowledge to go halfway after me. But I have been taught so near to him that you will have to put the counting of years on it yourself. I'm not able, because I would have to go to how long darkness took to produce the atom in which the man was made from. For 400 years, he made our fathers and ourselves the power to death. That sign there represents death, a cross. And put the tree and cups hanging off the tree to show you what he do for you in Christianity. He can't do that so easy when you come out of the stars and the moon and the sun. He will get overtaken one day and be slaughtered. He will not be able, out of all the Muslims in the country, he would not be able to kill over 300 before the end of himself would come. That 300 is not from myself, but from the mouth of God. He won't be able to give over 300 Muslims before they kill all of him. He knows all of this. He's bound to attack us one day. But we have what they call in the Bible 7 angels here with us.
And all I told me, he's not enough for one. That one, the seven of them, all would like to get a hold of him. But he's like a mouse among seven hungry cats.
And there's not a full meal of the mouse for one of these seven cats. Takes me a long time to go through this list. I'm standing in the root of what you've been listening to.
And therefore, I cannot tell you the worth of the creation of man and his characteristics and what he's ended up with glory in a few minutes. I don't care how fast I talk, I couldn't do it. The best I have made up in the time of teaching this history is about 5 hours. I cut it down from 6 to about 5. But it takes hard work to do it. As the word of the white man was given, 6,000 years to live and rule us and take us to hell with him if you can. It takes 6 hours to teach that history. I have worked on this history for years, for 40 years. 40 years. I didn't say 40. 40 years. I have been teaching this history. I have taught it at times when the Spirit of Allah was on me until I could hardly lie down when I go home. My wife, if she was here, she would tell you so. But she's unable to be here with us today. She was here last Sunday. But she's in hospital now, suffering with a very, very, very dangerous complaint. And she probably will be with us as soon as she's able to do so. Looking at the old cross, Christ my Lord, they say, my Redeemer, died for us. When would God be fool enough to come out and die for the devil? Jesus died for us. Well, if he died for you, how many more Jesus does it take now to free you?
Have been mistreated by white people since the death of Jesus. Lord,
Jesus died for us. And well, if he died for you, how many more Jesus are to take now to free you? We have been mistreated by white people since the death of Jesus more than before. We were not here. In North America, far the white man to mistreat us in the time of Jesus. We just came here, or was brought here rather, 300 years ago, 400 years ago. If we had been here in the time of Jesus, when Muhammad was born, he would have come and gotten us, so says God. One of two of his generals, when they got to the ocean, the history teachers, that's that artist who stayed that set up the thing, and they lifted up the sword, shaking it at the sea, and said, if it wasn't for this sea, I would keep on to the end of the earth, put into death every infidel that I find. So God taught me, he says, like he says, if you all had been over here at that time, he said, he don't even have gotten over here and got you. Himself. He said, all of them. He said, but the devil and I have spoiled you so they don't want to take up the time to try to put you back where you once came from. He said, they don't want to teach you. You are so spoiled and ruined by the devil that they can't stand your insult. So they left the work up to me and you to do. He says, and we are not going to miss it. Marcus Garvey made us him, he says. He loved you all, but he didn't have the knowledge that he should have had to have brought you out of Nobu Ali, he says, he tried. But he was not able because he liked it to knowledge. He said, now they have all left them to us, you and me. There's no one to get them now but you and me. The job is on us. He said, but when I have gotten through teaching you, you will be able to get them all. Not that I would ever be able
with whatever teaching he would give to me unless he was with it himself. We can't give life to the dead without his help, even though we may know the key to the knowledge of that which he should rise by. We still can't do it unless he is with us. As much that you shall know in this day and time, I'm so glad and thankful to God for giving to us this shelter to teach you the knowledge of yourself in, because you are a proud people. You will go to church wherever you find the finest one, you'll try to get in. So now this is the finest one that is in the land. The devil will bear me witness. He have already bore witness. He call it the 10 most finest churches in the country. Now, we went to an extremely task to try to buy. If we had been white, we probably would have gotten the church for $2 million. But since we are black and haters of white, the devil, charged just $4 million for this church. We have not paid the $4 million, but having true friendship and brotherhood with our people in Africa, they loaned us the $4 million to pay. We have friendship all over the earth. Throughout the islands of the sea, we have friends. This was done to let you know that we have friends. For these people of ours in Africa to loan us the money to buy this church with, they didn't give it to us. They loaned it to us. They made give us some part of it later on when they learn of our great work, that they too must come by it before they can be saved. So, Christianity, the old doom of black man, this is the thing that doomed you. Yes, and that the knowledge of it today will save you. That cross is enough to put a cross there representing that bloodthirsty death for human beings of righteous. All throughout your Bible, they were after the prophets who would come among them preaching the truth. And some they beat up, jail up, and some they kill. And on the rest of those righteous reformers, I'm the last, and your Bible will teach you that. And I will prove to you if you come and listen. There is no need for prophets to come after me. Why? Because I bring you face to face with God and man. Oh, hands over there with a man playing from a room. As he swung that righteous from the cross he made. Following him was his people. God flying, ascending the limbs of trees for his body to be riddled with bullets from this Christian gun. That's right. So we are here sent from God himself, having the power from God to put an end to it. My work is to put an end to it. And by Allah, we will do it.